Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio with you. And now we have in studio with us, as she is every week, we have Alisa Wilson from the Indy Chamber of Commerce. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well.
And, well, you know, I could turn on the right mic next time. So, anyway, lots of things to talk about. Starting on October 8th, the weekly Community Recycling Collection Day. And that is today, I think.
That's right. We always kick off our Tuesday conversations talking about recycling, but I have to back up and thank everybody who volunteered and also to everyone who came out to our community cleanup, which was last Saturday from 8 to 3 at the sanitation yard. We were collecting all of our recyclables as well as a lot of other things, tires, all kinds of things, hazardous household waste for the county. And anyway, I'll bet you we had close to 200 people come through there.
That's fantastic.
And yes, and considering that we do weekly recycling drop-offs, we do a monthly recycling drop-off, and we allow people to drop off bulky items, trash, furniture, all kinds of things on those regular days, to see an extra 200 people show up on Saturday was huge, and it was raining too. So
right.
It was a great day, and today is no different. From 11 to 1 is our weekly recycling, and as I just mentioned, they are also accepting trash, debris, appliances, furniture, and other bulky items. So if you miss the cleanup on Saturday, you can still drop things off. You just cannot drop off your tires. And then I do want to give a plug for Saturday. Starting at 8 o'clock till around noon, they're going to be doing a downtown cleanup in downtown Independence in preparation for Niwala. So you need to meet in front of Community National Bank if you are interested in helping with that. And if you want additional information on maybe some projects that will be available downtown that day, you can call the Independence Main Street office at 331-2300.
Also tonight, Ghost Stories in the Park featuring the professional storyteller Rosie Kucherer. I tried to say the name. So.
I know. And you're exactly right. So in kickoff to all of our Niwala festivities, and Halloween is just around the corner, the Friends of the Library are sponsoring Ghost Stories in the Park. It will be in the enclosed 4-H building tonight. And those ghost stories start at 6:30. And there will be a professional storyteller there, as well as they're requesting that you bring some donations to support AWOL. The event is free, but if you would bring blankets or towels or animal toys, cleaning supplies, dog or cat food, and dog or cat food treats, all those things are very much appreciated and needed at our local animal shelter, AWOL. And We just encourage everyone to come out tonight, again, at Riverside Park 4-H building at 6:30 for Ghost Stories in the Park.
Also tonight, the Independence High School and Middle School Strings Concert will be performing.
That's right. So it's this time of year that they all do their concerts, and the Independence High School and the middle school will combine, and they will do a combined strings concert this evening at 7 o'clock in the High School Performing Arts Center. I'm sure it's going to be amazing. We have great music programs at the high school and middle school. We have band, we have strings, we have vocal performances. So if you're looking for some great entertainment, be sure and head down to the high school at 7 o'clock.
Tomorrow, the Independence City Commission will be having a special work session, it appears.
That's right. So we have a couple of things this week. We have an Independence City special work session, and that will be a site visit at the water treatment plant at 9 o'clock on the 9th. And then on the very next day, on our regular Thursday meeting, we will have our regular City Commission meeting at 5:30. So the City Commission meets on the second and fourth Thursday of every month. And then from time to time, they have special work sessions and special meetings. And that one will be, again, on Wednesday at 9 in the morning at the water treatment plant.
Also on Wednesday, the SEK Senior Safety and Wellness Coalition quarterly luncheon will happen.
That's right. And I'm going to back up, because there's a couple things that are really beneficial to take advantage of. And the Senior Safety Coalition that you just mentioned is, as well as the Southeast Kansas Cancer Support Group, and that's actually this evening, and that is always on the second Tuesday of the month at the Nazarene Church. It's being sponsored by the family of Yana Julian, and the speaker this evening at 6:30 will be Michelle Foreman, and she's talking all about caregiver burnout, which is a very concerning situation that a lot of people find themselves in, and it's a great topic to address. So if you would find benefit in listening to Michelle give a presentation on that, or if you need that kind of support, everyone is encouraged to attend. And again, that will be at the Nazarene Church out on South 10th Street on the second Tuesday of every month at 6:30. And then you were mentioning, Kyle, the Southeast Kansas Senior Safety Wellness Coalition. They do a quarterly luncheon. This particular quarter, because they bounce back and forth between Independence and Coffeyville, it will be in Independence at 3751 West Main. So it's on the West Main facility, 11:30 to 1. And it is it's sponsored by Four County Mental Health. The cost of the luncheon is $5. And this particular, they always have great speakers. And this particular quarter, they are talking about hospice care. And speakers John Reed, who is the director of operations, and Bill Cochran, an operations manager from Hometown, Home Health, and Hospice, will speak about the myths surrounding hospice care and the facts of hospice care that you need to know. So great information available from the Southeast Kansas Senior Safety, Wellness, and Coalition. And again, that is 11:30 to 1 on Wednesday, October the 9th. Lunch is $5.
And something that happens on the second Thursday of every month, on October 10th this month, the Country Place Senior Living Community Bingo.
I know. And this is something you just mentioned they do every single month. What a fun way to, even if you're not, you know, somebody who lives in that facility, but maybe you're a senior who lives at home and you're just wanting to get out and be around other people. This is a great way for you to do that. Country Place Senior Living is at 2120 North 13th Street. If you have questions about that, you can call Michelle at 331-1400, but they serve coffee, they have homemade pastries, they play for prizes, they're absolutely no cost to play, so it's just fun. Just get out and be a part of something fun, you know, on the second Thursday of every month. I think it's a great thing. Someday I'm going to carve out some time from my time at the chamber. I'm going to go play bingo.
Absolutely. On October 11th, we talked about this last week, and that it's a great event, International Flag Day at Indy Community College.
We did. So at the college, out on the main campus, kind of near the fountain area, they will have International Flag Day. They will have some speakers. They will have music presentations. And and then they have all of the international students line up down a sidewalk, and there are lots of flagpoles. They have their own flag representing the country that they are representing, and they will say the name of the student, and they will raise that particular flag. And I don't know how many, but there are a lot, and it's a really cool representation about how much cultural diversity is really on the campus at Independence Community College. So that's at noon on Friday. I encourage everyone to get out. It's absolutely beautiful, and it's a great way to show these students our community support. So everyone is invited.
Yeah, it is an extremely cool event. We talked about the downtown cleanup that will be on a Saturday. Also on Saturday, free adult seasonal flu shots.
I know, fall is here and so is flu season. So free seasonal flu shots are offered by the First Presbyterian Church this Saturday, kind of on a first come, first served basis while they last. It's at Riverside Park Oval beginning at 9 o'clock. They'll have around 250 vaccinations. You do have to be 18, and you cannot be allergic to eggs to take the flu shot. And because they are free, they are asking that everyone stick in a canned food item or a non-perishable food item to help donate to the local food basket. So make sure you get your health in check. And this is one way to get that, taken care of in a pretty quick manner. Get up early on Saturday morning and get your flu shot.
Also on the 12th, are you ready for some football? Independence Community College football will be playing Iowa Western this Saturday after coming off the huge win last week against Butler. So it should be an exciting time at home, another home game for Indy.
Isn't that the truth? And they will play at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on that day instead of an evening game. I saw that they are now ranked 17th. It was a great game. I was there. I could not believe the score. I was so excited for the Pirates and Kiyoshi. And so I'm sure that Coach Harris is going to lead them to an additional win on Saturday as they, again, take on Iowa Western at 1 o'clock. So you can get your football taken care of, and then you can stay right in the park and zoo, hang out all afternoon if you want to, and be there for Zooloween, which is at Monkey Island at 5 o'clock. So if the game starts at 1, and that's 2:30, maybe 3:30, 4, right. You know, you can go grab some dinner somewhere. Yeah, go grab some quick dinner and then head back out, or actually go home, get your kids dressed in their Halloween costumes, get back down to Zooloween, because at the concession stand, they are serving hot dogs, so you don't have to cook dinner that night. But Zooloween is at the Ralph Mitchell Zoo this Saturday. It's $2 per kid. Kids that are 2 and under are free. They have trick-or-treating, face painting, spooky bowling, witch hat ring toss, pumpkin bean bag toss. They have a photo booth, a maze, Plinko, like I said, concessions. I'm not kidding you. This place is packed full of kids. It is so much fun. So a shout out to Barb Burskins and the zoo and park staff who put on Zooloween, and it's sure to be a great time. So make sure that you head out to the park and zoo. It's from 5 to 7, and again, it's just $2 per child.
And then Niwala starts on the 18th with the Shrek the Musical at Memorial Hall at 7:30 p.m.
That's right. So Niwala headquarters opened on Saturday. I was there. It was packed. People are getting their tickets, and they are pumped and ready for Niwala. So, as you said, it will kick off on the 18th with Shrek the Musical. Also on that, that's Friday night. And then on Saturday, lots of things will be happening. There's a 5 and 10K run, so everyone needs to get registered for that. There is a cornhole tournament. There's a chili cook-off. The medallion hunt starts, and then again that evening, there will also be a performance of Shrek the Musical, followed by an afternoon matinee of Shrek the Musical on Sunday, and then Night at the Movies will be showing at the Independent Cinemas at 7 o'clock. And then on Monday and Tuesday, it's all about the Queens. Queen's Talent will start on Monday at 6:30, and on Tuesday at 7 o'clock, Queen Neela the 78th will be crowned. Food stands open up on the at 11 o'clock on Wednesday. I can't wait for that to happen. There's usually over 30 amazing food stands that line the downtown area of Independence. That evening at 5 o'clock, the carnival opens, as well as all of the bandstand entertainment will start on that Wednesday. And that will go through Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for bandstand entertainment. Again, on Thursday, we'll have the Doodah Parade along with Carnival and Bandstand Entertainment. And then on Friday, we have the Kitty Parade along with the Carnival and Bandstand Entertainment. And then that evening is the Marine Forces Reserve Band Concert at 7 o'clock. I already have my tickets for that. They are completely free, but you do need a ticket. So go by Niwala headquarters and get your free ticket to the Marine Band. And then on Saturday, we will celebrate all that's great about Niwala, starting with the Arts and Craft Fair. Then the carnival opens at 10 o'clock. The amazing Grand Parade will start at 11. And actually, the Marine Band is going to lead the parade this year, so that will be something to see. There will be bandstand entertainment again. And then at 1:30, you must go out to the Riverside Park Schulte Stadium and witness the Marching Band Festival. It is amazing. And then go home and take a nap because you need to head out to head back to the Civic Center, head back to Memorial Hall to see the Chase Bryant concert. That's at 7:30. Lachlan, which will showcase our own Kendon Oaks, is going to be opening for Chase Bryant. So you need to get your tickets at Niwala headquarters. That is at 220 North Penn Avenue. And get your brochure. They're green. They're all over downtown. And if you want more information, you can always go to niwala.com.
Niwala is just packed with lots of stuff to do. Very excited about that coming up. Just a few more things to go over. On October 27th, the IHS Stucco Cornhole Tournament will be happening.
That's right. So you can practice up your cornhole skills at Niwala on that Saturday when they have their tournament. And then rest up, because on the 27th, as you said, Stucco is doing a fundraiser. It's a cornhole tournament. It's at Riverside Park, enclosed 4-H building. And you can get more information by calling the high school about that. And I'm trying to quickly find my flyer about it. Maybe I'll find it as we talk. But anyway, it's a fundraiser. It's supporting a great cause for these kids and helping Stucco have some funds that they can use to support all of their causes. And you can contact Broen O'Malley at 330-7227. That's easy to remember. 7227 to register.
Also on the 31st in downtown Independence from 6 to 7:30. Trunk or treat.
That's right. So this is a great way to help our youth trick or treat in a very safe, fun way in downtown Independence. It allows all the kids to come together, see each other in their costumes. It allows parents to hang out and enjoy time together. And it allows, again, everyone to be in a safe environment for trunk or treating. But we need some trunks. So if you are interested in pulling your car in, popping the trunk, and passing out some candy to all of the kiddos, please give us a call at the Chamber Office, 331-1890, and we will give you a slot and put you in the roster, the lineup of everyone who is participating. We expect about 1,000 kids, so come prepared with lots of candy. But it's easy, you know, put on your witch hat or put on some orange and black and come dressed for Halloween. And again, just pop your trunk or set up a table and just enjoy all of the kids as they come out and walk past you in their costumes, you know, saying trick or treat. It's a fun evening. So again, that will be on Halloween night. So that's Thursday, October 31st from 6 to 7:30 in downtown Independence. If you want a trunk, call the Chamber at 331-1890.
Going to definitely need a lot of trunks for all those kids that will be showing up to for trunk or treat. On November 2nd, the Lions Club Bean Feed will be happening.
I know. And you know, we're barely into October, but I'm going to give the Lions Club a big shout out because they're selling tickets. And it's important that we buy tickets because they use that money to support all of their programs that they support in our community. So they take the money, they push it right back into Independence and do good with it. So it's a bean feed. They're also going to be serving vegetable beef soup as an alternate choice. It's Saturday, November 2nd from 11 to 2:30 at the Wesley Center. But here's what's cool about their bean feed this year. Tickets are $7. Children under 12 are $4. And if you buy a ticket to the bean feed, you get to get into the Independence Community College versus Highland football game that evening completely free. I can't imagine not doing that.
And both of those teams are really good, so that'd be a lot of fun because Highland knocked off Hutchinson this past weekend, which was a huge, huge upset. So two good teams, and you get in free to see that?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to do that.
So, yes, yeah, the college has been very generous in supporting the Lions Club by allowing everyone who supports Lions Club with a purchase of a bean feed ticket to go ahead and hold on to that ticket and then head out to cheer the Pirates on to a victory against Highland that evening.
And one last thing, on November 9th, it would be the 2019 Veterans Day of Honor, a whole lot of activities planned for that day.
That's right, and I'm going to be touching on them as we get closer, but what I want everyone to know is, number one, it's going to happen. It's our third annual Veterans Day of Honor event on Saturday, November the 9th. It will start with a free veterans breakfast at 7 o'clock to 8:30 in the 4-H building. If you're interested in participating in a 5K fun run walk, it's a color run. You need to check out our Facebook page later today for registration information about that. That will be in the morning. There will also be a cornhole tournament. So once you've fine-tuned your skills at Niwala and through the Stucco, then you can come in and really show off at the cornhole tournament on November the 9th. There will be a Heroes and Hot Rods car show, lots of pre-parade activities, and then again, we will have the parade that will start at 2 o'clock, and what I want everyone to know is that we need parade entries. So if you have a vehicle, you have a banner, you want to make a banner, you want to create a poster, you want to just walk with your grandkids and support the veterans, the parade is only as great as all of the entries, and we want to show all of our veterans how much we appreciate them, and by putting together a great parade. There will be a flyover. I'll share more information about that later. But a couple things. We're going to be selling T-shirts, and the proceeds to the T-shirts will go to buy more banner brackets for downtown Independence. We're taking the banner project out on West Main, so it's going to grow. And in order to, we've got plenty of banners. We just need to get brackets purchased. So they're like $100 and some. So we're raising money for that. So we'll be selling T-shirts, and all of the entry fees for the color run will be used as well to donate money to buy more brackets, to hang up more banners to honor our veterans out on West Main Street. So again, we're going to have lots more things. I'll talk about them later. But if you're interested in putting an entry into the parade, call the chamber at 331-1890. If you want to register for the run, or if you want to buy a T-shirt, do the same. Call the chamber at 331-1890. Thanks, Kyle.
Wow, just a lot of stuff going on in Independence. It's nonstop.
It is.
So just a lot of things going on down there, and especially with Niwala coming up as well, the huge festival that happens every year. And I do believe it's the 100th year of Niwala, isn't it?
It is. Niwala has not been, we've not had it consistently for 100 years, but it's been 100 years since the very first Niwala started. So yes, we are celebrating 100 years.
So that's exciting. Yeah, it is. It's very exciting, and a lot of great events happening with that, and a lot of great events happening in Independence. Lisa, I thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have open lines. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.